Like they did Trick Daddy in the car, sleep. Running over signs.
That boy was on everything.
It looked dark.
That dark chocolate. I like that. I love that dark chocolate.
That should be out her. You hear me?
Yeah, that 90% kind of hot out.
That is beat her.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, man.
That mobility thing I've taken my calling.
That chocolate. Do you normally get it?
Yeah.
You didn't bring anybody else no chocolate?
Yeah, I don't like chocolate.
I don't like dark chocolate.
I didn't say I didn't like chocolate.
You like dark chocolate?
I do.
90% dark chocolate?
Yes.
She don't know.
I'll take
some. You know them kids be like, I like dark chocolate.
You want this square then?
I want some chocolate for real.
You want this square?
Yep.
Wait, what are we talking about?
You know how kids be like, I like dark chocolate.
My daughter did the same thing to me. I like dark chocolate, daddy.
You want some chocolate?
Not that.
I ain't even real chocolate. She's gonna be like, what is this? Milk chocolate? This ain't Hershey's? All right. I ain't died, so let's do this.
This is chocolate you get kids when they on punishment.
When what?
They shouldn't get no chocolate at all.
When I used to think I was being slick and try to sneak in the kitchen when my mama used to cook with it or whatever, when I was younger, I hated it. And I get that shit and spit it right back out. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm about to do this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
See?
But look, then she know how to put it in the chocolate, so I get it.
Here, Eddie, eat this other end.
No. I'm going to do you like I do with my daughter. Finish.
No. Finish.
Nah.
It's delicious. Give it here.
Don't let her waste your chocolate.
Hell no. I hope we don't mind remembering what Craig.
No.
Worry about the mouth. You worry about the fingers.
Hey.
Did you just go there?
That's quicker.
That's your fingers, not me.
She came for you.
Look.
She came.
And not in the greatest way.
Look.
Whoa.
Go
now. Smell my fingers.
That's how we start, man.
They smell good, though.
Your fingers?
Yeah.
My fingers smell like sat on pussy.
Oh. And he touched that chocolate before he gave it to you, too.
Did she got the volume up?
Yeah.
Because it's about to get
She know what type of mama she got.
Wow.
Oh God!
Ain't no shame,
man. How y'all doing this week?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, MLK Day was Monday.
Yeah,
it was a day.
I stayed in the house. It was cold.
Y'all didn't go celebrating. Go give to the.
What
needy?
Are we celebrating?
No, I work.
All white people should have been celebrating and giving to the needy.
The nigga got shot in the forehead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like he got shot in the chest.
I feel like we should get the day off. Nobody else.
He got shot in the chest, military style.
I heard a theory that somebody said that they actually killed him.
Yeah, when he arrived to the hospital,
yeah,
he wasn't dead.
He was alive.
Yeah. Oh.
He was alive before he went.
That was the first time I thought he was DOI.
You never heard that?
No, it was the first time I heard it.
No, he was alive.
Okay.
Just like they said, you know, he wasn't real because he never marched here. He never fought for anything here in Georgia.
Oh, wow. He fought for everything here. He fought for workers' rights. See, that's what got him killed.
No, they said
I heard he was cheating on
Corrupt. It was always said that the
Coca-Cola
family
loose.
Paid him off.
We okay with that. Look. We be like, yeah, that's cool, man.
I'm just saying.
He was just a man.
Have you ever been the greatest man to ever live?
Look, he was just a man.
How do you go live on Instagram?
Act like you're taking a picture.
Uh-oh, are we... Look, and it was me last week.
You know what I'm saying?
I know how to work Facebook. I just don't... How you
now, who's the old one in the room?
I thought you do it like you're getting ready to post.
See, Shay don't know how to do it either.
Go live
it's up
here.
In the upper left-hand corner. The little camera.
Yeah, who taught you that?
You taught me.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Walk in the room.
See, he said go like you posting a picture.
No.
And then hit the live at
it
the
is.
Going, like,
bam,
a story.
A bitch
live. Yeah.
No, you told her like
yeah,
you posted a picture.
Yeah, everybody going live.
Same difference?
No, story is not a news feed.
Tasha, thank you for your new little followers. You got a couple of cute ones, too.
Where they at?
Thank you.
Where they at?
I actually got a request, though.
How tall are they?
A request?
Somebody said they wanted to come
sit on my lap?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
My bad. I thought I was trying to do something, right?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, welcome to episode 16 of the Seriously Out of Pocket podcast. We just in here fooling around, man. You have your gracious, awesome host, Mr. Kendrick. And I got my
just a little piece.
What are these two over here whispering about in the corner? You know what? I'm going to direct my attention back over this way.
Okay.
Look, hey, yeah, I'm Mr. Kendrick.
That's not bad.
What's cracking?
No.
don't pass her no cup. She got to drive her baby home. Look. I'm not even finna. To the right of me, I got my boy
Eddie Kane.
Introduce y'all. Whole
whisperer.
The whole whisperer. What kind of hoes you bringing?
I thought we was gonna.
I can't say
off
shit.
I'm just saying.
The whole whisperer. Followed by Miss Shay Parisi.
I'm just over here being a good woman.
A good what?
A good wholesome woman.
She over here being a good.
She was just talking about her finger stinking.
Goes at
you lie.
Whoa. You just said my fingers smell good.
They smell good. I ain't say they stink. I smell good
she
too.
She said the fingers are straight to the point. It's faster.
Yeah.
Really?
It's faster for what?
I have an appendage God gave me.
See, I told you ain't had a shape before. You're going to be asking them questions.
8,000 nerve endings.
Asking them kind of questions.
8,000 nerve endings.
Yeah, it's 8,000 nerve endings in the head of a penis and 16,000 in the head of a clitoris.
Oh,
we were just talking about science. I don't think that's science she want to. Stick with math. Stick with math, baby. Right. And Miss Champagne, what's going on?
She gonna be cinnamon.
Hey.
Tonight.
Cinnamon? Is that who she is tonight? I wanna get into you tonight. Cinnamon.
You ain't even got yourself on the camera.
Well, fix it.
Damn.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Fix it, cameraman.
I was trying to get everybody.
Oh, okay.
But I can't get
you got
everybody.
The lean.
I gotta bring a tripod. I got one at the crib that we use for other stuff. I bring it here.
Okay.
We're gonna lean in whenever we say something inappropriate.
Hey, we got the whole crew in there. What up, Rock? We are back at Rock Spot, the grooming spot.
Grooming Center, 2822 Jefferson Street, Austell, Georgia 30168.
Come get the little nappy.
I need to get a cut tonight, actually. Yeah, he is not intoxicated, so I might be able to get cut.
I definitely will.
Oh, didn't you say he waxed
too? Yeah, he do waxing for ladies.
In the back room.
Yeah, in the back room.
Oh, that shit cold.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Well, now he warm you up.
Well,
y'all better use the restroom before y'all come.
He warm you up.
I don't know if you were going to talk about this tonight, but.
That shit felt like I
you
was
could
back
just put it right here on this table right here.
On CNN, there's a doctor who literally
was fingering patients,
and he fingered Miss Yang, the presidential candidate's wife.
Miss Yang.
And it was like 23 women that came out on this man. He was fingering them. The one reports that he was aggressively fingering one of them.
Why are we always talking about somebody getting fingered? Or
hey,
what?
Does anybody have an iPod charger? iPhone,
I do.
iPhone charger?
I'm Android for life.
It's mine.
What? You left it here?
Hell yeah, I've been driving by every damn day to try and get the motherfucker.
Can I use it?
Yeah.
It's not going to reach. Is it going to reach? It ain't going
to
reach.
I'm going to unplug it up to my computer. Uh-oh. Hey, I got a question for y'all. Let me get to know. You know what? Actually, before I do that, I actually forgot to mention something last week. So I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I had something big coming up.
What you got?
I produced another podcast, y'all.
Okay.
We got somebody else in the family, a new addition to the family. She in the House podcast. Shout out to Toya and Damon. They're a married couple who they just kind of talk about him being a working husband and her being an at-home mother. And that's just their dynamics. It's very interesting. It's not as bland as you think.
That sounds like she hit a lick.
Right, she came real quick, huh?
Damien, Toya, do not bite my head off. She's the one that actually has been getting you guys a picture and helping me with the page.
Oh,
the nice young lady.
Yeah.
The nice Toya girl, we like it, girl. We like it.
Nice young lady.
Oh, thank you, Toya. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
She still hit a lick. Well, that doesn't take away the lick hitting.
Okay.
Okay?
What kind of lick did she hit?
A smart man makes everybody work for them.
Oh, boy.
No, smart man do what?
A smart man makes everybody else work for them. The owner
so
and
you trying to say he done?
Uh-oh.
We all, as men, we supposed to be
so
done.
So would you
That's
rather?
I'm not doing it tonight.
Okay,
what's
yeah.
Up? Go ahead, my brother.
Like
go
that.
Ahead. I'm not doing it tonight.
I just, you know, I like to check y'all nigga temperature every
nigga temperature?
What temperature you got it on right now at your house?
Well.
She's on like a 9.5.
I'm talking about the heat
about
in
the
hell.
The what?
I'm talking about the heat at the house.
I'm on 72.
72.
Oh, no. 68
downstairs. I don't even turn my heat on.
Do you?
Why?
My Nest thermostat stay on 60. If
you
get below 60, then the heater come on.
Okay.
I got a nice little towel that I move
so
from
So you like
room
it cool or?
Yeah. I don't like being hot.
You cheap.
Okay.
No, I just don't like being hot.
You like me. I don't like being hot at all.
So you just take your
Because even if I put the heater on, the little space heater, at like 1 a.m, I'm hot. Sweating. And I have to turn it off.
Sweating.
So
I got to keep the fan on year round.
Oh, nah. I wake up feeling like I can't breathe if I put on the ceiling.
No, I got the heater on, the fan on, and I got my little rain nature sounds that come on at night. Boy, so you talking about?
I play YouTube videos.
You suffer from anxiety, don't you?
Cooking in Taiwan, YouTube videos.
He suffers anxiety, man. We to fix all that.
No.
They got to be the right kind, man. I don't want to be paranoid no more.
Man, look, you got to know your indicas and your sativas, man.
Or the edibles.
Not edibles or not.
Don't ever take edibles. This shit is like 68 hours of like.
It is.
Don't even talk.
You got to cut a real small piece.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Ain't gonna be,
just take one gummy.
I just know I'm not going to be doing shit if I eat one. I just know it.
Hey, since we started going live, I got people following. I got my sister all the way in California. So y'all say hi to her.
What's up, Callie?
Hey. Whoa.
My oldest sister, Karen. What's cracking? I see you, sis. Yeah.
Look, there he go talking to people.
No, I'm not talking. Hey, just
yeah, I'm coming. We supposed
to have a whole
next
podcast.
Week? All right,
this
next week.
Going there texting and talking to people back on the live.
I'm not talking to nobody. What temperature are you keeping on?
Well,
probably too cold, which is why you over there with pneumonia.
What no. My girlfriend, she don't like, she's a furnace. She's a big old, not she ain't a big old nothing. She's 5'1", but she's a furnace. She's really hot. And, you know, my wife, she's a tiny chick. So she like, you know, she gets cold
so
easily.
So they spoon each other.
Right.
No, I sleep in the middle. I sleep what? In the middle and I bounce back and forth.
That's a fork, knife, and spoon combination.
So your girlfriend like heat and the wife don't?
And that's the crazy part. No, my girlfriend hates heat.
Your girlfriend hates heat.
But she's always hot.
Yeah.
And your
wife is always cold and she loves heat.
So where do you
So why are you in the middle?
Because when
you should be laying at the foot of the bed like the cousin. You don't get the lay.
When at the beginning of the night when everybody done got out the shower and we just, you know, and we got done doing whatever we gonna do, I cuddle with my wife first to warm her up. Now once we sleep, I go over to my girlfriend to replenish my heat that I lost.
You making her hot, bro.
I know.
No.
You're doing too much.
Yeah.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I don't care. I have to have some type of comfort in this situation. I'm already sleeping in the middle.
Nah.
I'm
you
a
can,
big
you
man.
Can sleep
I
on the other
so
side.
A whole relationship
it sound like me y'all need to
Nobody
sandwich
told
the wife.
Me to. The Bible told me to.
Y'all need to sandwich the wife. Go. That's all. For put that little slim, thick gem in the middle.
Have
more than one.
Wow.
King Solomon had more than one wife. He had 12.
Are you King Solomon?
I'm King Eddie. How you doing? you know, hey, so I learned today in Genesis, you know, women have to be right.
You don't read no Bible.
Wait, women.
I've read the Bible front to back.
So hold on, wait. Women have to be right.
Women have an innate thing in their body that makes them right. It's a curse that God gave them when Eve ate the apple.
And men like to be
see that?
Wrong,
right there, see?
But think
right
that they're right. They like see? To be made to think that they're right. I didn't say I was right.
I didn't even try.
I didn't even try. You know, men.
Sizzle.
Are complacent.
Sizzle.
They are confident in being absolutely wrong. But as long as you make them feel like they right, they be like, see, that's my rib right
no,
there.
No, because
that's
men,
why she my rib.
If a man has thought about something, he's already thought about everything you gonna say. In fact, most
Instead
men,
of thinking about the efficient way to do something and the research that needs to be done to do it.
Efficiency.
They just be like, this is what I want to do. Let me think of what she gonna say to tell me how I'm doing.
Give me
wrong.
One woman that's ever shined in efficiency.
Are you crazy?
Anyway, like I was saying.
What's your email address so I can send you my resume? I'm not playing with you.
Efficiency.
There we go.
Have you ever seen a line in a men's room? Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to wake up.
Tasha.
Hey, y'all doing something, Phil,
you sent
man.
That.
Hey.
Tasha, you sent something to the text group.
That's champagne, bro.
Champagne. Gosh, I got to get used
champagne.
To cinnamon champagne.
Champagne. Get your name right.
Dipped in butter sauce, whatever we're going to call you.
Dipped in butter sauce.
Don't hate.
She's a mukbang baby.
Hey, you got a cruise that you're promoting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, y'all.
I want to go.
So I do have a cruise. It's our 2020 getaway. It's October 3rd through the 8th.
Okay.
This one is on Carnival Elation. It's a $25 deposit.
Okay, before we get there, Elation,
yes,
the Carnival Elation, this ain't no freaky type of
not this trip.
Swinging off of chandeliers
not
when I walk
trip.
On the bus. I might be taking somebody underage with me and not my little Filipino lover or nothing like that.
You got one of them?
No, I don't.
Not this trip. Nope, this trip is wholesome.
Okay. It's family.
It's open to anybody,
wholesome.
Family,
okay.
Friends.
It's wholesome.
We have a really good time.
I can't come in until I know who you are.
I don't know. See, when you say, hold on, I'm looking at the look on your face when you say we were
That's
really
because
good
you
time.
Didn't hear the shit she just said.
No, I heard what she said. I was looking at your facial expression when you said we're going to have a good time. Like,
oh, no, we have a good time. We drink, we eat, we fellowship together. We have a good time. Fellowship. I took the kids last year with me.
Oh, okay.
We sneak liquor on the boat.
My homeboy says a swingers boat trip.
No, not this one, but.
Oh.
But.
Listen, bro.
We do have those, you know, available. Yeah.
I don't really swing. I just sit next to people. I don't really.
I don't swing.
I don't like swing.
But I'll be in the room, though.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I don't swing. Yeah, he did. I don't share.
But no, all is invited. All is invited. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
That's what's up.
You bringing you and your wife and your girlfriend?
Hell no. Spending no money at the fucking house.
So what? They need
he can't be going on the man boat.
Well, you can come. Just, you know.
I can come?
Yeah, you can come.
I know she's not going to listen to this because she thinks this podcast is lame, but I'm taking my daughter for a surprise birthday party.
Hey, that's nice.
All right. Speaking of traveling.
My baby or the big baby?
The big which Ryan.
The kid I like.
The one you like, yeah.
That's the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
The baby.
Speaking of traveling, Tasha, you're intriguing too. I know you, but I don't know you. It's just like this.
I mean, you've only known me, what, 11 years?
11 now. Years now. But
11 years?
Mysterious.
Yeah, 11 years.
Ooh. What's mysterious?
Something about her is mysterious.
She's not mysterious. She just got pretty eyes. No.
Thank you. And they're real.
Don't get caught up.
Anyways, speaking of travel, y'all hear about y'all crazy president?
What ain't about nobody, he banning like Nigeria, Tanzania.
Don't you ever talk about
and
my
all
president.
Those other, all those other places.
My nigga.
Oh, yeah,
he made it illegal for you to suspend my license if I ain't paid child support.
Man, that's a whole.
They can't suspend your license no more?
Nope, that's my nigga.
Hold on, Nate. When that started?
fiscal year 2019, so October.
So yeah, I never knew they.
I was already off by.
I knew they would.
Understood the reason why, because they never really did it anyway.
No, they did it.
They suspended your shit.
They definitely was suspended.
They suspended your shit, but he signed into law that they cannot suspend it as long as you have met
my kids know
some
the,
type of
my kids
order.
Know the drill. When I'm pulling up in somebody's yard, and they don't know who house it is. Daddy, you don't know nobody that live here.
Okay,
but the police on. yeah, so he's banning travel to like Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania,
it's all the black places,
Eritrea, all Africa. These, yeah, Africa.
You know why he's banning travel to Africa?
Why?
Because Africa wants you to bring your black ass back, and y'all just not listening. Ghana said if you, as long as you can make the flight, you have a home.
Yep.
What?
They said that when Ludacris went over there and got their.
I can't hear none of the people who talk about it moving to Ghana.
I'm moving to Ghana.
No. Tell me, once you remove.
I'll get you a citizenship in over there.
Once you move, you're gone.
Fuck exactly.
You can't, yeah, you know, it's not a place where you have to have dual. Where you
can have dual.
Okay, yeah, you
dual.
Can have dual.
And you're going to need dual for the first couple of years to kind of terraform yourself into Africa and the way of living.
You're just
and,
not
you know,
going
to
go
shit.
Over there and just
yeah, you're not just about to be over there and just be in Africa, nigga. Like, it's going to take you a minute to get used to the shit now. I mean, but if you can go, you can go. And I'm telling you, if they starting to ban travel. If you ain't scared yet, niggas, something wrong with you.
Huh. But you would think they want to get rid of us.
Why? We're the best asset. What's number one? What's number one export in America? It's rap music. You know what's the one, number one watch sport in the world?
Football, basketball.
Football.
Okay.
Not soccer neither. Yeah. So 70% of their GDP is niggas.
We built this country.
We built it on our back, and we keeping this bitch alive. We save it every single time. First person to die in the Revolutionary War, guess what? Black. First person to die in the Civil War, guess what? Black. You know how many black soldiers done died in Vietnam and all that shit? Come on, man. We keep this bitch alive and popping.
I'm interested to see what he talks about during Black History Month.
I hate Black History Month. I'm not going to lie to you.
You lied.
It's the same.
No one said anything.
He
we
was
already
just very
knew.
Passionate about
we
us.
Already
not
knew.
I love us, but...
We already knew.
We celebrate the same sucker shit and the lies of the sucker shit. Martin Luther King wasn't violent. That nigga was extremely violent. He said, mark them niggas.
Who said that?
Martin said that. And even his final days,
who,
he said, I think
about
I fucked
they
up.
Not violent. The people on the TV?
No, everybody likes to say Martin Luther King was
program?
Non-violent. No, Martin Luther King slapped the shit out your ass.
But then why,
and he was
why
out
did
the fucking
he, but why did he,
God bless the dead.
Why did he receive so much hate? And it seems to seem...
Because it's one thing to say, hey, I won't... rights for black people. I want black people to have rights. Then it's another thing to say, okay, fuck it. I want everybody who works to have rights. Okay. That's when America was like, whoa, nigga, calm that shit the fuck down. Everybody don't deserve to be equal. There has to be a slave class in America, which is true. But that's why he got murked, ultimately. You heard it here first. What's up, Pia?
Okay. there goes our history lesson for the right. month. Happy Black History Month to you niggas. Prince Harry, since we're talking about traveling. Prince Henry and what's her name? Megan?
Prince Harry and Megan. They're my homies.
Hold on. I got a question. Is that thing that good?
That monkey is ridiculous. What you mean? That nigga said, I don't even want to be a prince no more.
You seen the meme where
he cares more about
the girl was like, I broke up the Beatles.
Respect. Yeah.
And Meg was like, hold my beer.
I broke up the royal.
I renounce my throne. I renounce my throne.
Sell my royal oats.
They sat down. Hey. I think they sat down with him and was like, look, we let this shit go on too long.
That lady said she did it to protect her baby over there.
Whatever, Sean.
Okay, elaborate.
That good. That pussy is good.
No, you ask her. I'm just telling you what she said. She
to protect
elaborate.
Her baby.
Yeah.
Well, they did kill his mama. They murked his mama for fucking niggas. So, kind of, I mean.
You think they got a problem with her being black?
What? Hell yeah.
Okay. What?
That was a known issue from the very beginning.
What?
But Grace.
Man.
I've yet to watch that movie. Give me a minute, man. I'm trying to catch up.
That movie?
So much shit popped up in the last week. And I'm like, oh.
It just
some people didn't like it. But
I'm torn. I mean, I thought it was a good movie. I don't love it.
I'm just tired of Tyler Perry doing the same stuff.
Well, this was a different plot.
That's how you pay for that plot.
You just look at it and you be like, you expect the quality of certain things to be different.
And he only did it in 5 days.
I heard there was a scene with some fireflies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just got the most of the attention.
I don't know about that. It was
cute. Well, he shot the movie in 5 days.
But the fact
you can
still
tell that
though.
It was shot in 5 days.
But no, I'm talking about, okay, I know you ain't watched it, but it's two scenes. It's ahead. One. It's really like one and a half. It's like they right after each other, where a cop in the movie is putting handcuffs on somebody. He's telling them, don't
stay
run.
Right here.
He tells them don't run and expects for them not to run.
Wait, he drives off. He leaves.
Right, the first scene, he drives off and leaves the man in handcuffs. That's number one. Number two, one of the biggest culprits.
Why you playing? He did that twice. Remember
to the girl.
To the mama.
Yeah. Like, she is literally going to go to jail for prison for years and years. And he tells her, don't move. And leaves on the table.
He was a different type of cop.
Come on, man.
He was kind of soft.
What?
This is stupid.
My question
is. But Felicia Rashad played that role, though.
My question is, what would possess him to want to even do a movie in 5 days?
Who cares? Probably less money.
Netflix
I think it was
called
him. Yeah. I'm about to say, I think
quick
it was
money.
On Netflix.
Netflix was like, man,
but that don't have,
us,
people be
something.
Talking about it, but.
Because it was a special
and I think it's, I think it's valid. That has nothing to do with the horrible hair pieces he uses.
Yeah.
I heard about that,
movie.
Too.
Movie.
His wigs are
it's,
horrible.
It's people here who do that for a living, and they be looking good.
Yep. Yeah.
Why does he do that to these people?
Yeah,
I think he does it on purpose at this point.
Why?
No, for it to be comical.
That's what.
For it to be comical. I think he just does. Okay.
Well, I mean, okay. Do you think Tyler Perry is like 2020 blaxploitation? Because it seems like every fucking
particular
time this nigga
movie,
makes a movie, it's a
movie.
Nigga like me beating the shit out of a woman.
Well,
and then a light skinned nigga comes along and beats my ass or some shit like that. I don't know.
Nah,
you know?
This one was a little bit more Lifetime-ish. It was more of like
yeah.
You know.
I ain't never known Tyler Perry to do a real movie. Like a real movie.
But you know what? The realest movie I've ever seen him do was, what was that? Good Deeds?
Yeah.
Good Deeds. But you know what? He wasn't the director or something on that movie. That one was actually done, I guess, like by somebody who's actually in the field. But I know he didn't produce, like, he wasn't the director for that movie. I shouldn't say
okay.
produced, but he wasn't
I liked
the director.
It because
so he
it seemed like an actual.
Right. But Good Deeds was okay. more like
a real movie.
A blockbuster type movie.
And then
movie.
He was in that movie, too, with Morgan Freeman, the killer, the.
Yeah.
And he was in Star Trek.
Was that?
He was in Star Trek?
The second one.
That nigga was in Star Trek?
Yeah, he was in
I'm about to go back.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I
see.
Star Trek.
I don't remember.
In the newer versions of the Star Trek, so it was more like an action.
I mean, I ain't knocking them by any means. I'm just saying, we're going to laugh at these wigs. We're going to laugh at these storylines when they're the same exact thing. Now, this movie was different. This movie was different, though. I don't like watching plays, so I will never watch his plays because I don't like watching these.
Believe it or not,
have you ever been to
the
have you ever been to
the
theater? Like the serious
to
theater?
See plays?
I'm
yes, not his plays.
I preferred his plays. Over
I don't care
movies.
To watch plays; they're too dramatic for me.
When I go to the theater and I watch like an Italian play
they
or something
crying,
like that,
nah, they're too dramatic.
It.
They just over. I went to one with had music, Soul Child,
you
and Set Michelle,
all the chicken,
and it was just too much. I didn't like it.
You had to be high first?
No, I don't get
it. Hey, get high and go see Les Miserables.
Le who?
No.
Les Miserables.
What is that?
Eddie,
it's a motherfucking hip-hop opera. That
you are extremely interesting.
What?
Because
I'm
I know what
Les Miserables.
Right.
He got another word he wanted to use.
How do you pronounce Les Miserables?
Les Miserables.
Yeah, Maze Lives okay, to Rock.
He called it Less Miserable, so if you want, if you're an ignorant nigga, but.
Hey, moving on. Y'all remember Delonte West?
Yeah, I saw that where they say he did some video and then he did check in on Old Boy.
Yeah, he played with a. That was the one that they said that was.
Oh, it was fucking LeBron mama.
Mama. Yeah.
The mama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, he was smashing LeBron's mom. Oh, and then LeBron was like, nigga had to get traded, so they sent him like to the Alabama creeping bins or some shit. I had never heard from the nigga again. So I'm trying to figure out what happened with him.
He certainly got a mental, some horrible mental health issues. He's homeless, living on the streets of Dallas. There was a video of him getting beat up the other day and getting questioned by the police. So,
fuck somebody mama, nigga. That's it. I mean, that's kind of what you deserve.
I feel like you should be able to do that.
Fuck somebody, mama.
Yeah,
I'm playing the same team with
you. What's his name from B2K? J Boog and Omarion's mama. He was fucking
Omarion's
mama.
Is that true?
Probably is true.
The mama
somebody fuck his girl too. No, that was
Omarion.
Omarion.
Omarion. It was
they broke up. Lil Fizz
was messing with April, and then his other band member was messing with his mama.
So they broke up now, right?
Also, Marion just had a bad 2019. Is what you
nah,
saying?
Nah, you see what you see the gangster movie?
Yeah,
just I know.
Yeah, he get them niggas the fuck off the tour and go by himself.
Lil Bow Wow,
and that tour gonna be more popping.
Oh yeah, with Lil Bow Wow on it.
Yeah,
that whole generation.
You know Lil Bow Wow.
That whole generation.
My wife is extremely ecstatic about going.
That tells me a lot about your wife. I'm not going.
What? She was born in 92. She's a millennial.
I don't even want to go.
Shay taking me, y'all.
You not gonna take me?
You gonna see us on Instagram Live.
What time the concert start?
She gonna be dancing
to Bow
Wow.
By 8.
How much gonna tickets
go? Be at my house by 5:30.
Body video.
It's gonna take us that long for you pay to your ticket.
Be at my house by 5:30.
Shay gonna be front row.
Nah, but Delonte West is out here looking pretty bad.
I didn't watch video. I saw his picture. He looked jacked.
I hate it for him. I really do.
Yeah, speaking of LeBron, y'all see what they did to his son.
What?
Yeah, they throwing shit at his son.
Throwing shit at his son. And
in high school.
They throwing stuff at him.
Yeah, they throwing like debris at him.
But what made him think stuff like that wasn't going to happen? Just because he's LeBron?
No. But the way he reacted as a 13-year-old child.
What did he do? Run and scream?
No. The nigga was like, y'all good up there?
Yeah, he didn't even react.
He looked back like it wasn't shit. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Which his daddy so had some talks so with him.
Yeah, and you know he wrote a statement about it, just protecting his son, yes, and that kind of like posed the question. I seen another video today of a wrestling match.
And the dad ran out and tackled the boy.
How far would you go?
That's crazy. No,
I throw my kids to the wolves.
I'd beat somebody, damn kid.
They were wrestling.
I don't give a fuck.
No, ma'am, security.
Wow.
I fight for mine.
How you gonna wrestle another? They're wrestling.
I don't care if my child.
That was
like,
extreme. That move was a bit extreme.
That lets you know exactly what type of parent home he has. His daddy gonna come out here and wrestle the opposer.
I'm telling you right now.
No.
Do that to my child.
They were wrestling.
I don't give a fuck.
Why did he tackle
that?
Why he tackled
okay,
guy?
And I'm coming for the mama, the referee, the child, the grandma. It can be Jesus.
Hold on.
Be in jail.
Everybody.
Let's put a twist on this. So I was watching a video with my daughter, and we seen that video, and she was talking about it, and she's like, "You know, would you do that for me?" And I said, "Well, you know, if somebody slammed me like that," and she said, "Because I would probably be wrestling a little boy." And I said, No.
Remember this? Remember that little clip of the little black boy picking the white boy up and they were smaller.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, get him, man.
But I guess.
So should his daddy have came out and knocked the wind out of him?
Oh, yeah.
No.
For what? No. I throw my kids to the wolves, though.
No.
My daughter played football. I have a 7-year-old daughter who plays football. And I ain't talking about flag enough, shit like that. She plays with West Side helmet pads and people thought I was going to be that dad to be like, oh, my God, my baby out there, she might get hurt.
She but the one who wanted to play?
When my baby hit the quarterback, made him fumble, picked up the ball, and ran a touchdown in to win the championship. It's Pee-wee, all right? I know. Okay, whatever. But for me, it was the goddamn Super Bowl.
Get it, baby.
Because my baby was out there doing her thing. And when she did that, not only did I cry like a bitch, all right? I did. I ain't going to lie. But everybody, I do. Okay, I almost died today. Yeah, so what?
So you say.
I turned around. I was literally like, man, this. Everybody was like, damn, this nigga really hype. Yeah, I throw my kids to the wolves.
Okay,
the
so wolves. So my That, well, and that's cool. Your daughter was the aggressor, but what do
my
you
daughter
right in that aggressor. In that situation?
But my daughter asked the question: what if a boy slammed me like that? Would you come out to?
No, she needs to ask herself: are you okay with a boy slamming you like that? If you want to take that
and,
risk,
and that's when we kind of had the whole equality thing. Like in your mind, you can identify with whatever you want to identify with.
Not this the is what I explained. Strength,
this is what I explained to her.
Yeah,
that you can identify with whatever, but like I'm gonna still hold you in responsibility to being a little girl. Mm. Just like I'm gonna hold you in the same your brother in the same sense. You know, him having a responsibility to you to being his little sister or whatever, because it's equal. You want to be equal in sports, but what's going to happen when you get in a relationship and you know, some nigga is beating on you or whatever? Should you be equal then?
Well, no. So here's the difference, right? Uh-huh. Because, okay, so to me, that's two different things. You talk about the sports thing. Women who are not taking any hormones or any of that stuff, usually, I ain't talking about track or tennis.
Yeah.
I'm talking about physical contact sports. Usually, they're just not capable of. Their physical strength is
a male is
they're physically strong.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about tennis and stuff like that. I'm just saying. When you talk about in a relationship and a man smacking you around, to me, that's a totally different thing. That's about respecting what he shouldn't do. Because there's some women who smack their man around.
Yeah. It goes both ways. But then I'm just talking about from an aspect of like, okay, you would expect me to come help you. If a boy slammed you while you...
I feel like shouldn't nobody be putting their hands on you.
Exactly. I mean, so, bottom line...
I ain't talking about sports. I'm talking about real life. Yeah. Nobody should be putting their hands... Because it's boys who could be... It's two girls that could be fighting. They'll call their cousins and everybody else to come
and
jump.
It don't matter.
Family.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so,
but hey, he know about that.
Who?
Roland know about that.
Oh, damn.
Wait,
got you.
What?
Roland know
about
that. Well, you got Gerald. Well, look, the CDC.
Roland, you mean to tell me if I call you and something going down, you ain't coming to help?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you should have a whole Calvary.
I'm going to ask like 30 questions before I get there. On the way. I'm
did you start it?
No, you ask your questions.
Is it a fair fight?
No.
Did you start it?
At least a 20-minute drive. I can ask a question.
Is it a fair fight?
Nah.
Did you start it?
It don't matter.
At that point, it don't matter.
The most important question is it already a fair fight?
Well, the CDC
at that point it don't even matter.
Has two things, and this is where we get into like, okay, it's all good while we barbershop talking, but when we get in front of the judge, like, where's the real shit? And I say this: the CDC defines domestic violence in two ways. You got the hyper aggressive, and you have medium aggressive.
There's a third way too.
Huh?
There's a third way.
No, the CDC says these two.
Whoever called the cops first, the other one going to jail.
True. But
if you two lesbians, they taking both of y'all. Okay.
The CDC says the hyperaggression can only be defined from a man to woman. Because men have bigger, stronger, faster, whatever. Now that includes everything. Now I want to put this out there if anybody who's listening and anybody who really gives a shit. If you and your girl are arguing and she goes to leave and you block the door.
Oh yeah,
that's considered domestic violence.
Yeah.
Yes,
and that's considered hyper aggressive domestic violence if you're the man. Now, if you're a woman and you haul off and close fist hit your man, they don't see that as hyper aggressive. They see that as medium level of violence because the woman is smaller, weaker, or whatever. Now, I got one more point to with that. But that pisses me off though. I ain't gonna lie, that pisses me off because it's like. Okay, that's how I quantify. I quantify that by saying this. It's been a 75% rise in the last 10 years. That was 2010 to 2020 in female aggression.
Okay.
Now, we can all say it's because they suck pussy more, but we ain't going to go that route. I'm sorry, sir.
What does sucking pussy have to do with being aggressive? We have men who have been whooping their woman's asses for decades and centuries, beating them to a pulp, and nobody... Pussy. You're not listening. You're not listening. And nobody gave a fuck.
You ever seen Baby Boy?
I have.
Well, he slapped the shit out of her ass, didn't he?
And then he asked her
then
to
he
make
sucked
her some
pussy, right?
But that's not the point. We're talking about women.
Well, you suck that pussy good, you good. Okay. But that's beside the point.
Depends on what type of situation it was.
What's my paper
saying?
Actually, I need you to go to your phone because I'm using my phone to go live.
I might forget a little bit.
The two text messages I sent.
Oh, okay.
Because we know we want to get into our relationship. Boo.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Oh, and this can go any way.
So this was asked.
And if you find a way to you can tie this in or whatever, like anytime you can see a point to interject that, that's I'm giving you you quarterbacking that because you got it in front of you.
Question: why do black people hate everything about slavery except Christianity?
I don't like Christianity.
Ask yourself, nigga, you want going to Destiny World on Sunday?
Okay, we got the Usher board in here. And
I'm
a
sorry,
greeter.
I don't usher, I sing.
She's a greeter.
I sing.
Well, you don't you an alto? Look fool you neither, goddammit.
I am.
You real raspy. Okay. I know you're alto.
We here.
We been there.
I just saw Harriet this weekend for the first time.
I seen that. How did
it's
you
on
like
my app. I liked it. I didn't see anything that everybody else was complaining about in that movie.
I hated it.
I thought it was a great
But
know.
I was mad at her husband, though.
Girl, for what?
Of course you had to be.
She left him.
He just gave up all hope.
Man, please.
Just like a nigga.
What?
I like it. Let's go.
Just give up. I'm going
to speak to...
fight for me.
No!
I'm sitting here fighting for your
how
ass
about,
out here
how
making
about
a way,
you don't
sure
leave.
You
about
to be
no,
free.
No, no, no. How about you don't leave?
Nigga, we all supposed to stay in slavery how, together and get how, our asses beat?
He
Master
said...
fucking me
okay,
and
so
you out
right,
here in the field.
Listen, right. He said, I'm willing to risk my freedom to get caught with you. And she left his ass.
Fuck that. She left to make a better world for him.
And guess what he did?
Just like a nigga.
Guess what he did? She carried my child.
So what? She came back for his ass.
She carried my child.
Is it worth seeing?
I thought it was
no,
a good movie.
No, it's worth watching.
It is a good
goddamn
movie. It's on my free apps now. I didn't go to the movies.
Oh, it's on
of
your free apps.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies.
Like I
saw
just,
a bad
just
boy
like
though.
A nigga. Y'all stay. Y'all there when it's all right. But try to come and save a hoe, and y'all just go and get remarried
you know,
and go have other lives.
Baby, don't leave me. I'm willing to risk my life to go to
black
this journey
unless
on
they
you.
Got paper.
I'm willing to go on this journey with
That's
you.
Not
don't
true.
Leave me. I had to leave.
Don't respect.
He didn't have no damn paper.
I had to.
She didn't
hey, when we're talking about Harriet leaving
her husband to get freedom, he was already a free man.
Exactly.
Okay.
And what she said was, I don't want you to come with me because if you get caught, they will put you back into slavery.
Gotcha.
And he said, I'm willing to risk that so you don't go on this journey to freedom alone. She left him. She came back a year later or more, and he had done found him a new wife who was also free. And she was pregnant. And Terrier got mad.
I ain't got time to be chasing your runaway pussy. This ain't. I ain't no cell phone. I can't call you. Hey, you in Missouri?
It wasn't a runaway pussy. It was just on hold for a minute.
Was that? Was there an understood? Was hold on? Was there some precedents?
We don't know.
Set before.
We don't know.
See, these movies got to have more context.
The boys. She and this what she did. She told him to meet her at a certain place.
Well, at least I know Shay a runner.
He thought that she was actually going to take him with her. She phased that. She faked that nigga out. Okay. She said, "Meet me by the tree." And then went the other way and left.
So let me ask you this.
And he got beat up being caught out by right, like.
And I haven't seen the movie. What was her reaction?
Who?
When she came back.
She was mad.
Yeah, she was pissed.
She said, "You don't love me."
Say it again.
She was overly dramatic, as usual.
How was she, Shay?
So what you're saying is she was showing early traits of feminine toxicity.
Yeah,
brother,
problem.
Something like that.
Yep.
She was.
Is there such a thing as female toxicity, bro?
Oh yeah.
How?
Yeah.
How? It's allowed.
Oh well, since we're talking about slaves,
hey, because you had the paper in your
since
app.
We're talking about slaves, let's talk about this post that was shared. It says, "Ask a woman what a good man is, and watch her describe a slave."
Harpo.
How do we feel about that?
So Harriet thought that he was a good man. Based off of that post.
Okay, we can do that right now, though.
Nah, this post is different, but the word slave is the
I know.
Same.
No.
So how do you feel
like
about
that
what is being said?
Wait, let's do it right now. Okay. All right.
How do you describe a slave?
Where the fuck your goddamn name is?
Hold on. No. Because, hold on. I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to take this opportunity to get to know
Champagne.
For the audience to get Champagne.
Champagne, give me your top five qualities you want in a man. Top five. Things he got to come with, and if he don't come with these five, he don't even get your conversation.
It can also be personality traits.
Anything. Top five.
Top five.
Watch this here. This ain't gonna take long.
He has to have a job.
Pick that cotton, nigga.
And when I say job, like we gotta be talking like
oh.
a certain figure.
Oh,
you gotta be trained by the white
or
man
or above.
Okay.
She didn't say education. She said
top five. Mm-hmm. So career
mm-hmm.
or financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot want any more children. Like he has to be completely dead.
You're talking about for you.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many is that?
That's two. Shit.
Yeah, you get more wishes.
Slash career.
Rub that genie, baby. What'd rub that
no
genie.
No more children.
That's two.
He has to be 100% straight.
Look at that.
Are you 100% straight?
Are you?
We ain't talking about me.
Oh!
Actually, that's okay.
Throw the double standard
in. No. I'm good.
We don't care. You feel it's still a
I'm
double
good
standard.
With that double standard.
Are we proving the point
three.
Right now?
That's no. three.
That's three. Shit, I don't know. Give me two more.
Nigga, what?
Remember,
remember
a long time ago I said women don't know what they want?
They don't.
Okay.
Okay.
They don't.
That's three. That's three out of five.
What? I live with two women. Do you know how often I listen to anybody in my house?
Okay, none.
So you don't want a guy that listens to you?
I don't care if he listens to me. He just needs to do what I want.
Okay, that's four.
Ooh.
That's four.
Because I'm not going to lie. Half the time, I'm probably not going to listen to him either.
So that's four.
But as long as we make
each
other
I need
happy,
another one.
Matter.
That's the only one I need.
Yeah.
Master, I want some water. I ain't here.
What's the last one?
He don't need no more. You said, I'm not going to listen to you neither as long as you do what I say.
I'm not going to listen to
him. Can
he
cheat?
Of course he can.
I feel like this.
Okay, he can cheat.
Let's see what else we got. He can cheat.
As long as he keep it out there.
As long as I don't find that shit
keep
out.
Keep it out. You know, it's a lot of women.
A man going to do what a man want to do. Like a woman's going to do what they want to do. But don't bring that shit where I
asked
know
you,
what
can
the
he
fuck
cheat?
Is going on.
And on the flip side of that, though,
thing.
And
can
on the flip
cheat
side,
means
but hold
can
on,
he cheat,
but hold
you
on,
know, and you stay.
I think I brought this up a couple
Hell,
of.
Yo, I stayed for 9.5 years in a marriage.
Jesus.
Somebody cheated. The difference between me.
But are you gonna do it again?
Damn, you gave him 9.5 years. Right. You could have been giving all them niggas that ass.
You see, I'm learning more and more about you.
I was giving him my ass.
Selfish motherfucker.
So first of all, she could only think of three.
That was four.
She gave one that trumped all the rest of them.
She could only think of three solids.
Well, what's your
one was given to her.
My five? Oh, no.
Jay, but the last two was given to her.
What you not about to do.
We told her what she wanted in the
what
last
What you
two.
Not about to do.
Because I'm going to do it.
No, so you're no. not.
Okay. So where are you going with this?
Flats. No, she described a slave. That's I don't a slave. Give a fuck if you listen. Just do what I say.
Just do what I say.
And I got no problem with that. But you know what? I wish we can just say, hey, you know what? This is transactional. Totally and 100%.
I agree.
And let's just go from there. As long as we can do that, we can have a great relationship.
Absolutely.
But the moment when you start saying like, baby, I did that because I love you.
So are we saying that, are you all saying you agree with that? I just
oh, yeah,
clear.
She just proved it.
She's proved it.
Okay.
All yeah, right. I never said I didn't agree
And she
with.
Said, "It's let's just make it transactional.
Yeah.
Let's stop playing with each other and make it transactional.
So the next post says.
Okay.
Most girls are single because they want to be paid for being in a relationship.
On the contrary.
It's the God honest truth.
You get paid to be in a relationship.
You do get paid to be in a relationship.
And that goes both ways.
So men get paid too?
Hell yeah. If I gotta deal with your attitude, if I gotta fuck you, if I gotta please you, if I gotta feed you, if I gotta do certain things, that's payment.
If I got to fuck you.
What is payment?
That's payment.
What's payment?
To what she just said.
What
do you mean?
All the things you named. Wait. All the things you named are things you're saying you do to get payment.
So
I'm saying, what is the payment?
The payment is the payment might be a piece of ass. Just because you want to have sex, I mean, I want to have sex, but if you feel like you done did something for me.
But how is that different for both? How is that not the same for
both?
It
goes both ways.
This said, let me say it again.
Women single
you know, women don't listen. You know, women don't listen. It says, most girls are single because they want to be paid for being in a relationship.
Paid doesn't necessarily mean money.
Hey, Champagne, what type of car you drive?
Stop it.
Don't
I'm not doing this.
It.
Why not?
Why?
So do we believe most women are single because they want to be paid?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have to receive something for their time.
No.
Absolutely.
And
getting,
like Champagne just
my
said,
time.
If I
that's
gotta fuck
your
you.
Time. That's not enough.
Hey, so people
if
just
I
don't
give you
fall
time,
in love
you get
no
my
more.
Time.
People
love.
Do, okay, people
if you
do
cook
fall
for me,
love,
I buy you food or cook for you.
But that's still a payment.
If I'm fucking you. From the back, you know how much energy it takes to fuck a bitch from the back?
No,
hello?
Have to do it.
Right,
do
this
it.
Is what I'm saying. You don't live in this world we live in.
It don't take that much energy.
It's still a
no,
form of
no,
payment.
No.
That's pretty rough.
It's
I'm fucking you.
Wow.
What are you giving me?
What do you mean?
I think it's an even exchange when it comes to sex.
Thank you.
It
now,
depends
you,
on who
now,
does
now,
all
now,
the work.
It's
now,
supposed to be.
If you're giving me,
so you
know,
think you're sleeping with people that you want to do the work for?
Absolutely fucking not.
Okay, then.
Absolutely not.
So you've gotten paid.
But I'm not buying you shoes and diamonds and Birkin bags because you fucked me.
But paid, but you got to listen, paid, when they say paid,
We're talking about monetary value. If women respected masculine of center people's payment as what they can give you that's non-monetary, then this wouldn't be a meme.
Slow down.
Women want bundles. Women want Gucci bags.
That makes no sense.
Women want vintage LV.
That makes no sense.
Women
what you
do
just said.
Be paid.
There's such a thing.
They want things paid.
There's
for
such a thing
cash.
As a pussy bill.
It's
I want to put it
it's
out
not.
There.
It's
it
not.
Is.
It's
and
not.
And when we just say, let's just acknowledge
not.
It.
It's not.
Say it.
For
put
men,
it in your budget.
Hold on.
For men,
can
it is.
Can you elaborate?
I don't pay for pussy because I have a pussy. So what y'all struggles are in life, we will not relate on that
so
level.
So what you pay for?
Who?
What you pay for?
Well, I pay for everything, like you said, but not
it's
with money.
It's a pussy bill.
But not with money.
But that didn't say anything specifically about money.
No, listen to what I said. I said this meme wouldn't even exist if women accepted time and nurturing and energy and listening.
You said
if
they
accepted that as payment, this wouldn't be a meme.
But they can't get that.
This wouldn't be a meme, though.
That's the truth. We talking, that's the truth.
No.
Off from the truth.
No, I
said, disagree.
If they weren't accepting
things that took money to buy or cash on in hand, this wouldn't be no meme.
I got something that'll prove a lot of points. Champagne.
Yes, Eddie Kane.
Bobby. I don't know why I said that. Look,
Ricky Bobby.
Give me.
Why is it all on me tonight?
Because you are an attractive.
You accept all forms.
You
of
are an attractive
I
female
sure
in 2020.
We want to get into you
and
tonight.
I need your input because
not
your
the,
input
not
is
the
really
way
the only
you
one that matters.
Speak for them.
Go ahead.
All right, cool. give me one thing that a man can give you that is non-monetary. That you appreciate. Damn. Like I said. Okay, cool. So, let's move
what,
on.
Listen, what expectations
did you have? She couldn't
I had high,
five things.
No,
I had high
no,
fucking
no,
expectations.
But real shit, though. Uh-huh. Time.
Yeah, but at a certain time, you're going to ask where this nigga's money's at.
When it's time to eat.
You're going to be like, what is nigga money? How you
been
giving me all the time
I've
in the world?
I've never had that issue.
And
have
the thing
you,
is,
have
the
you
thing
ever
is,
stopped talking to a man because he didn't break bread or pay something or take
did.
You out or do something
she did. That's
that cost
question.
Money?
No, I haven't.
Have they always just done it automatically?
They've always just
done it. We can't use
women
you.
Are passive-aggressive whores and men
research.
Are passive-aggressive
yeah,
tricks.
It's so funny because I've offered to pay, like, not even offered. I've actually went to go grab the bill because, like, my intention was to cover something. And every time I've actually been told no. Mm-hmm. That they were doing it.
Hey, the dude you tried to pay for, was we talking Pringle can or we talking like Chico stick? Which one we talking about?
A Pringle can or Chico stick?
You know.
His wiener.
A Pringle can or Chico stick? Y'all do it every week.
It wasn't a Chico stick.
Did it make a noise when he pulled it out?
I didn't pay attention.
A Pringle can or Chico.
I've known Pringle can niggas who don't even know what their wallet look like. I know a nigga right now who don't know what his wallet look like. He got four of them take care of him. And they all know about each other.
I ain't taking care of no nigga though.
No, you wouldn't.
Listen,
and you look and you look like you
about,
shouldn't have to.
I'm telling you right now, I ain't taking care
women
of
women wanting to what it's that
like,
most women are single. Because they want to be paid to be in
but then you have to pay them.
Everybody
you have
gets
to
a
pay
form
them.
Of payment.
But listen,
they don't
listen,
respect
listen,
you until
listen,
you do.
Listen, listen. Dude, pussy is not payment.
Yes, it
pussy
is.
Pussy is not payment.
Shouldn't
what,
be.
What
it shouldn't
say?
Be.
Pussy
it's,
is not
one is
payment.
Not, but two is.
Hey,
pussy is not payment.
Hey, Shay Priest, I know you've never done this before.
Pussy is not payment.
You ever nutted in some pussy?
Pussy is not payment.
Yeah, it is then.
Pussy is not payment. Oh, wow. I don't. Listen, sir. I don't share your woes. Okay.
You ever fired
on me? I don't share your woes. I don't have to deal with your struggles.
You don't know God.
I don't have to deal with your struggles.
Oh, I'm done.
You ain't never been to church until
have,
you
have
tell
you
her.
Ever had, listen. Have you ever had your pussy ate by a woman?
I had my boss.
Okay.
No. Answer the question.
Oh,
have you
gosh.
Ever had your pussy ate by
she
a woman?
She was sucking my balls so good. It looked like she
that's
was eating
see,
pussy.
See what I'm saying?
I have a question. Since
there are things that he will never
okay.
understand.
We're here.
There are things that I won't understand.
We're here.
Yet and still, pussy is not payment.
You ain't never been to the tabernacle until
pussy is not payment.
You let her know I'm about to do it, and she like, go
pussy
ahead.
Is not
you ain't never been to the tabernacle.
You ain't never been to the pulpit.
Okay, what's your question? What's
I have
your
a question for the guys.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
Since we're talking about...
Don't, please don't.
Firing off into your ass?
Yeah.
From the bike?
tossing salads.
Oh no. Man, look.
No.
My girl.
No.
Not to a girl.
Oh,
but your girl to toss yours.
I'm
asking this because I actually was in a conversation with a group of people, and it surprised me of how many.
They call it a gooch.
No, and they were black men.
Yeah.
But how many black men that was in this conversation wanted?
You might want to talk to them.
Maybe I need to go.
Yeah, you said 100% straight. Them niggas ain't it.
Your body is all hers.
I mean, I understand it just because for a man, your G-spot is actually under the process.
Okay, we're going to pump the brakes right there, and I'm going to give you my answer.
Yeah, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
No, can I get my answer?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go do some yoga, practice.
Oh, you don't want it to bend your legs.
No, hold on. I'm just speaking for me.
Uh-huh.
Do some Buddha. Maybe I do suffer anxiety. I'll put the rain nature sound on.
Let her slip a tongue. Let her slip a tongue.
I'll put a speaker next to that.
Speaker next to your ass, my nigga?
I'm talking about to the rain nature sounds at night. Maybe I do deal with anxiety. I'm not there.
I don't know. Men think they have total access to every centimeter of a woman's body.
So why can't anything
that you have on your body is mine. I should be able to touch it, put it in my mouth, poke it, whatever I want. It's mine.
Right.
But as soon as she tickled on the balls, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, man. Don't touch my ass in the kitchen.
Can I go to your mama's house and just slap her in the lip?
What's the problem, sensitive ass?
Slow down.
Got some pussy.
No.
She can't rub my nipples.
So in other words, that's a no.
She can't rub my nipples.
That's a big fuck no for me. But, hey, do you...
That woman need to bend y'all over, lay y'all on y'all stomach, kiss the small of your back, and eat your ass. And humble you motherfuckers. Y'all some pussies. Pussies.
Whoa.
Women get poked and prodded from 16, 17 years old for medical purposes, whatever they need to do to make sure they're okay. Y'all 40 goddamn years old, and the man need to put one finger in your ass to make sure you ain't gonna die.
Nah.
And y'all whining and crying.
45.
Man, no, black men should be 40.
45. They just
black men. Black men should be 40.
They just changed.
A PSA test is not 100% accurate. Don't forget now.
They just changed.
I worked
the law.
With prostate cancer for the first 5 years of my
career.
Hey,
have you ever seen a man's ass?
I don't give a fuck about no man. Yes.
So you've seen a man's ass.
I have. What's the problem
Is that cute to you?
Women's asses ain't no cuter.
Yeah, what's the difference between
First of all,
shit.
When you spread them cheeks, they all look the same.
That motherfucker look gorgeous when I spread them cheeks.
When you spread the cheeks, they look the same.
I bite my lips
Go
and lick
ahead,
my tongue.
You bite your wash lips. It out in the shower. Wash it out of the shower. Put your finger up there a little bit. Clean it good. And let that woman eat your ass. And I hope she spit on your ass while she eating it, too. Y'all need to be humble. That's the bottom line.
Oh, my
Y'all
God.
Y'all need to
be the most demoralizing, dehumanizing shit I ever heard in my entire life.
So critical. I don't want to touch my ass. She can lick my balls.
Have you seen my
okay,
face
what if my body, like
what
I said,
my
what,
ass look like?
What if I just get naturally just tense up?
You can be the, that's okay. She gonna
I mean,
eat
she
right
not,
on
her. She not like,
she,
inserting
she gonna,
nothing
gonna rub,
all
she
the
gonna
way
rub
in
on your ass cheeks to loosen you while she licking you.
That's gonna make it worse. You gonna get buns of steel out this
like
mother.
She has some experience.
Oh, I am completely
you devour it
open.
All.
Okay, I am open.
You ate some ass before?
Me?
It's a question.
Absolutely.
Man ass.
What you mean?
Man
I've
ass.
Never done. Hey,
mangoes,
well, let's
mangoes
be clear.
And pineapples.
Let's be clear. I've never done anything with a man. Know that.
Okay, all right. So you never ever, made a man
hold on, hold
so
on, hold on. Wait, no. That's
so you're a complete virgin
virgin.
To a man? Really?
Virgin.
Okay. You said you knew at
dildos
a young age, right?
Virgin.
Okay.
I've never been poked with a dildo.
You've never been penetrated?
Oh, wow.
No, maybe a little finger. I'm not a penetration
girl. A little finger.
I'm not a
in the back of the bus.
Okay.
I'm not a penetration
girl. So you ain't never had a nigga pogo stick?
Have you ever had a nigga pogo stick?
Tried.
Exactly. He tried.
He tried.
Period.
We was deployed.
No,
Hold on. This is a seriously out of pocket podcast. We're not finna breeze past that story.
Try to throw that in there real quick.
He tried.
I mean, 9 month deployment, man. You get
it was
lonely.
Cold in there.
You know.
It was Ramadan and they couldn't eat during the day. It was nighttime.
They couldn't eat nothing.
No, it was Ramadan. They can't eat during the day.
Yeah, they fasted.
Yeah, so at night.
Sunset, right?
He said some crazy shit during the day. It's hot outside. He tripping.
Oh my God.
I knew the nigga was playing.
He wasn't playing.
Well, he probably wasn't. He didn't get no ass.
He wanted to play.
He wanted it all.
Hey, we did have a white boy get raped, but he got hit upside the head funny? With a frozen bottle.
You know what's so funny? Men are so tight and uptight about their bodies being accessed by their woman. Mm-hmm. No, but not. the first thing a man does to emasculate and play jokes and do all this stuff to other guys is try to play with their ass, play with them, mess with them, strip them naked. What men?
Wait, hold on,
like
time
that?
Out. You said guys make other guys.
No. Oh. You think about locker room banter and play, and even homeboys, they trying to. Take his pants. This thing's out this thing where you they ran around school and pulled the boy pants down. How the fuck is that funny? What's so funny about a man's pants being down?
That's white activity.
What's so funny about taking towels and popping each other on the ass and showers and shit?
Okay, we popped each other. Like you might have got popped in the locker room.
All I know is men love to play with another man, pull his pants down, push him down, just do weird ass shit, sit on their face with their ass and farting, do all kind of weird shit. Right. That shit is funny.
Shay. I've been in the army and I've been to jail. I have never, ever been that close to another man in my life.
Only, maybe not, especially not you, yeah. Mr. Nah, you know.
Hell no. Hell, that is weird.
But nah, man. I only like hugging men.
If I'm crying to a man around, don't fucking hug me. Ask me why I'm crying.
Hey, it was asked it was asked to me before, should men be able to hug each other?
Why not? Absolutely. Who didn't hug y'all when y'all was little?
You know what? And then I think I was the same way as you, Eddie. And then I had a brother at church just come up to me. He was talking to me, embracing me, and he hugged me. And I thought about it in that second, like.
That's what's wrong with some of our men.
This
now.
Ain't, you know, this ain't
that's
weird.
That's because men don't know nurturing. They don't know that sometimes
we're
they still.
We're not supposed to.
Yes, you are.
How? Why? We don't nurture.
Why,
hunt
why
gather.
Is it not okay?
Get the fuck out of here. And that's why y'all fucked up in the head.
Because some things. You.
That's
as
why
a,
y'all
as
fucked
a,
up in the head now.
As a man, there's some things that you're not going to want to go home to your girlfriend or your wife and share. So why should you not be able to go to another brother that you trust and be able to confide whatever it is in him and be able to. Not, I don't want to use the word affection, but be able to encourage each other, whether it be a hug or whatever the case may be. Like, why is that not okay?
And women are stronger psychologically than men anyway. And they need to be held sometimes exactly. And rocked sometimes.
Whoa.
So with, you heard what I said. Whoa. So with the exactly. Load mentally that women carry,
yeah,
they need that. So what the hell makes y'all think men don't need that too?
What does a woman carry more than a man?
Oh, are you serious?
As far as
they,
load.
We carry y'all!
Thank you.
As far as the load, we carry it first, goddammit.
Nah.
No,
nuts, you don't.
My
carry
nuts
y'all.
Had 300 million motherfuckers
we
just
carry
swimming
y'all.
Around. And one nigga got to get through.
We carry y'all.
So,
we carry
world.
Your burden.
Don't downgrade the
we carry
Nick's
your pain.
Carry
okay.
The
we carry the worry that y'all don't know y'all even have.
Well, exactly. Champagne what? Can't say shit because she believe in the Bible and y'all came from my rib. Shay Priest, I don't know what you believe, but
listen, I don't know. Don't deflect.
God and
don't deflect. What I said, what I said.
I'm just saying,
every
like,
human being needs to be nurtured.
No,
I don't care how
the issue
old you
is,
are.
Absolutely. The issue
you need
is
to be embraced. Sometimes.
The issue is that women believe for some fucking reason.
So we clearly
that
know
they
who needs to be loved.
That they shit is harder than a man, and y'all just completely.
That's not what we said.
Off.
We
yes,
said
it
we're
is.
Mentally
no,
stronger.
We didn't say anything about
mentally
being
stronger.
Harder than a man.
Men are way more sensitive. Way more sensitive. Way more sensitive.
I don't even have the luxury to be sensitive.
You do. You are. You may
you
not express it.
Now.
Men may not be expressive.
This
they
is
may
sensitivity?
Be they may not be they don't may, they may not know how to channel or process yep. Their emotions or sensitivity, but men are very sensitive.
Yes, they are.
Oh, every yeah. Little fucking thing. They're sensitive.
I've been sensitive twice in my life.
They're sensitive as the fuck.
I'm gonna just have to go on board and say I can agree with that though. I call me Ralph Tresvant.
Hey, Ro, how many kids you got?
Three that I know of.
Right.
No, I got three kids.
How many kids you seen born?
Two.
Okay. You cry?
I was drunk the first time.
Wow. Damn, nigga.
Yeah, I guess I did cry when the first one was born.
I cried both.
I was drunk the first one and I was asleep
so,
the second
one. So wait a minute. You equate wait. You equate crying as being sensitive?
No. I say I've only been sensitive and vulnerable twice in my life. And those are the two times.
But that's what I'm saying. You equate crying with being vulnerable, and those two means you were sensitive?
You know, with shades of gray.
Men ain't no different from women. Women say 2 + 2 = 8, and men be like 1 + 5 = 8. It's the same fucking thing.
Men be like 2 + 2 = 4, and y'all be like,
No. You just said crying. You just said crying equates to vulnerability.
I said with shades of gray.
And those two equate to you being sensitive. Expressing your emotions, even when they're vulnerable, you're in a vulnerable state, doesn't mean that you're being sensitive. You being arrested by the cops or somebody lying on you and you start crying because you're so angry or you feel like you're going to bash a nigga head and it's not sensitivity. That's anger. Crying doesn't equate to sensitivity. People cry when they're
so
real,
man. So what does it mean to be sensitive?
What it means to be sensitive is to be in touch with your emotions. That means some of that is vulnerability and being willing to express that no matter the range of the emotion.
That's a
good
shade
to bad.
Yeah.
Good to sad. Happy to sad, should I say. But being sensitive also means to be open to receiving other people's emotions.
Okay.
Being affectionate, being nurturing. And it's really more about how you respond when someone else is being vulnerable. Are you sensitive? Yeah, pretty much.
Empathy. Will you agree with this? That a man's job in his children's life is to prepare them for the real world, and that the woman's job is to pretty much have warm arms when the world kicked their fucking ass?
No, I think that it's both parents' job to do both of those things, because it's a whole lot of parents, whether they're a man or just a woman, who are raising their kids alone. I feel like it's a partnership.
You know what? Because I think it's balanced. And I'm going to tell you why I know, because I'm a product of a relationship where I couldn't be there all the time.
Yeah, okay.
And I tried to prepare them, and the other parent did opposite when I needed that other parent to be on the same board. Nurture them, but I need you on board with
this discipline shit.
This discipline and getting them ready. Because now I'm kind of stuck with a job of like creating this world of accountability for my children, and it's like,
no.
What are you talking about?
But would you say that's a woman's job, or that was that individual?
Nah,
that's
honestly, at the end of the day, that's if you lay down and have children with somebody, I think that's both of the parents.
Absolutely.
Yeah, responsibility to do that.
I feel like every parent has that responsibility.
Now, whether you feel like a man should take the lead in his ideology, or the woman's ideology be, you know, the prevalent one, at the end of the day, that's between that couple or whatever. You know, to each his own. But I think, like, if you lay down with somebody and have children, I think it's a 50-50.
But I feel like when a man don't take that charge, and when he don't take that go-getter attitude, then he look like he's a weak nigga.
Yep, but and I would say that I was just being fair, but in most situations that I've seen, the woman is more or less going to let the man take the, as long as he ain't teaching.
So remember this, right? I feel like it's about the individual, because every man wasn't raised. Every man doesn't know how to teach you to be ready for the world.
Exactly.
Every man doesn't know how to adult. And all of these things are the same for some women, too.
Yeah.
They figure it out as they go along. They do it the best way they can.
It took me 20 years.
Right. So that doesn't mean that if I'm in a relationship with a man, I'm going to let him take charge on certain things if I know a better way for our children. We discussed that. So that's like.
But that could be tricky.
You know what
though.
This is? This is even if I'm paying for the date, even if the woman is paying for the date, I give him the money before so it looks like he's paying, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I take care of the finances in the house.
Uh-huh.
Am I supposed to let my husband give the speech and the spiel and push down the discipline on being conservative and how to save money and do all that stuff with the kids, and I'm more financial savvy than he is?
No.
For the sake of him being the one saying
it? And you
probably
shouldn't have him in the house.
But this is my point, though. It is a balance.
It is.
It is a balance. You are not going to find... I don't even think it's good to have somebody who's as strong in every area and every aspect as you. You need balance.
We having this conversation that to where we talking about with just finding your potential mate, spouse, or whatever you want to call it. You should never want to have nobody that completes you, necessarily.
They should add to you.
Y'all
should come together and create magic with the balance you all have.
And me and you talked about this on the podcast in a couple of episodes ago, that I want somebody to be strong where I'm weak and vice versa.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be equally yoked. You gotta balance each other out.
But that's what I'm saying. The things that the gender roles we keep trying to throw inside of relationships that exist today are not as relevant. If you have a man, all he does is go out into the world and complete transactions and do business and conduct business, do all that stuff, then he's the one who teaches that. But you have two parents most times in a household now, they're all going out and playing the game of the world. Yeah. So it doesn't make sense to assign the gender roles.
You know what? And just assignment, period. Okay, I know that there are certain things that fall under the category of a natural role to a certain extent. I agree. But I think the rest of it kind of has to be played by ear. You know, as we go. You know what, baby? I see you stronger in this. Why don't you go had a conversation, or let's go had a conversation with the kids, and you know what I mean? And I got your back. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to let's, you know, go to the backyard and get some chores done. Let's go chop this wood or whatever. You know what? That's my department. Let's, you know, if they get out of line with me, I need you to get my back. And where's she at?
He looking for you.
But nah. So but that leads me to my true or false question.
Oh, we got a question.
All
right. It's labeled Toxicity 101. Toxicity. I'm just playing. Are men pressured to provide a life for a woman they can't provide for themselves?
True.
True.
Eddie Kane, come on, damn.
All right, cool. So, look.
true or false? Did you not get that?
No. I want to know why.
It's false.
Okay.
They're not?
Well, no, I ain't pressured.
Okay.
You're not. Well, not men. You.
No, men. Men are not pressured to give no woman no fucking life like that. They're not pressured.
It's true. It's definitely true.
It's not. No, it's false. It's a false. It's a true narrative, but it's false.
No, it's definitely true. Do you know how many men, it's the whole thing, keep up with the Joneses. You know how many men, compared to just social media and stuff, that they have to try to be able to provide that for a woman to even look their way?
Hey, do you date those men? Nope.
No.
There's a beta males, and we don't date beta males. An alpha male gonna tell your ass, look, I built what I have. You are more than welcome to bask in it and make it yours, of course, because I know I'm working 30 years for grandma's house, no matter what the fuck goes on. But this is what the fuck we got going on. This is how we're going to move forward. That's an alpha male.
Most men.
Okay, and that's why most women out here gassed up like a motherfucker.
And the question was true or false.
And I said false.
Because but then that's you bullshit. Explained it and said, yeah, most men may right. do that.
No,
but
most men are beta males and they keep saying
most men
are. I don't count
are.
Beta males. I don't associate with them. I think they should be.
He's not counting. He's not counting the generalized.
You a beta male.
He's not counting
you
the population.
You are.
You
should be wiped off the fucking earth.
He can't.
Seed included, nigga.
He can't discern.
So.
It has to be just the men that he considered to be real men.
That's what I was going to ask. That's on another podcast that I listen to. They usually generalize, and when you speak for all women, for the women, and men speak for all men.
The men that they like.
Right, yeah, that's it.
The men that they know.
The men that should be counted.
Okay.
Because why are we counting the other ones?
Because they're still
I
men.
I think we are pressured.
They may not be the type of men that you want, but they're still men.
Right.
And I think it's absolute
pressure to do that.
It's absolute pressure. Now, especially you have social media.
I was going to say, yeah.
These damn TV shows. Man, they for example, now that Safari and Erica Menon got married the way they did, now everybody and their mama going to have them.
And that ain't real. That ain't real. Most of
them
on that show is gay any goddamn
they've
way.
They've been doing that, though. Women
but
want a certain type of wedding.
They
want
to see that.
Men aren't pressured. Dads, for how many generations? Well, white dads. We're pressured to have the money to pay for the woman's wedding, and she wants this dream miracle wedding. Y'all, the daughter's pressuring the daddies.
Yeah.
From day one.
Those are not black activities.
Yes, it is.
Your daddy paid for your wedding?
He absolutely did.
Oh.
Congratulations to your father. He's a great man.
Hey, you know
your mama look, does your mama look like you?
My mom does.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
So everything he say be like, that ain't what it is. And he right. be like, is that what happened? Do you know somebody?
So in
like,
other
yeah,
words,
it was me.
In Eddie's world, as long as you look like something, it's a pass.
In the world, if you look like something, it's a pass.
Nah,
Halle
Berry it's a whole bunch
act.
Of gremlins out here that got wet with water
okay.
who's still pulling the bag,
okay.
who's still pulling them in.
Okay.
Oh, you talking about who's still pulling the men?
Who are still setting a standard.
Them niggas needed somewhere to stay.
They are still setting a standard.
I can sleep in a bed with
certain women, regardless of how they look.
Hold on, let me ask you this.
They got the gift to gab, just like men
do. The more prettier, the more toxic.
Yeah. I don't think you're toxic because you're attractive.
What a pretty woman says goes. What a pretty woman says goes. That's it.
I don't think so. I don't think being pretty makes you more toxic. I think being pretty makes other people feel insecure or like they have to live up to a certain standard to get you. It's a lot of women I meet who are very attractive. They don't even know how attractive they are to the world. So it's people trying to think they got to jump through hoops to do all this extra stuff just to put you on, get themselves on your team. It is not your responsibility to dumb down yourself.
Hey, hold on.
And your looks.
Hold on. I got a question.
What's up?
Hey, pretty brown eyes over there.
Oh, man. That's cinnamon. See? That's cinnamon today.
Cinnamon buttery toast.
That's my wife's favorite song.
You date a nigga that look like Grady off of the Sanford and Son.
She don't know who Grady on Sanford and Son is.
The one with the nappy beard.
I have dated somebody that people wouldn't deem would be somebody that I've been.
Them pretty girls be one of them old rough
Pringle
looking.
Can?
They want them regular ass looking dudes.
I
they
have like dated.
Pringle
I
can.
Have dated. They want them handsome dudes. You know what I'm saying?
I used to be, in my opinion, I used to be shallow. So I used to date people based off how they looked, and they have to, you have to compliment me like I would compliment you. Okay. And that's how it used to be. But them niggas is the sorriest. Some of them are the sorriest niggas ever.
Because
like,
they
it's
feel
too much
like.
Of a headache.
They feel like they're the cream of the crop.
So yeah.
You know, I see more. I see more beautiful women go through it with dudes. Because,
hold on, stop. Go I'm gonna give you the life cycle on a beautiful woman.
Go ahead.
The life cycle.
Wait, wait, no, right. Roland. Wait, wait. You finished.
Like
you wait, hold on. Wait, wait. You say you see more.
I just say more beautiful women that go through it with these dudes that they deem that you know. I guess that look a certain way, mm-hmm. and they put them through the most hell.
Absolutely. That's why I said I used to be that one. Now
wow,
it's
a young chocolate smooth body rolling nigga
outsides.
Like me.
Y'all ready for the life cycle of a beautiful woman?
Oh my God.
He's going to break down the top. Right. He's
like
breaking
he's
down.
Like he's a beautiful woman. Though.
He's breaking down the top.
Oh, I've dated and fucked a lot of them, so I can tell you this right
so
now.
So that means he's one now.
Yeah,
right.
No, that means I know
you are what you eat.
Anyway. So. The life cycle of a beautiful woman is between the ages of about 5 to 10. They're just cute girls, right? They're the one that granddaddy always liked. And sometimes uncle leave with his fingers thinking. Who knows? I don't know, right?
Wow.
After about 10 to 13, they get attitude because between 5 to 10, ain't nobody check their ass because they gorgeous. So 10 to 13, they become bitches, right? Then,
that's about right.
15 to about 17, 18, 19, it's all shallow. It's abs, skin tone, hair, feet size. These hoes can literally go to build a nigga, and a nigga will show up, boop, pop up, right? Till about, okay, well, we're 19 right now, right? So about 20, when they get out on their own and shit got to start being paid for, that's when niggas like me and you roll. That's when we get phone calls, because cell phones bill got to get paid, right?
Okay.
Cool. And we, you know, they got the dimensions for the attention. And I ain't got no problem giving you these little $40, $50. I ain't got no issue with it. Now, about 25, after about that first or second kid is when I start being popular. Why? Because I'm financially stable.
Uh-huh.
I got my shit together. I ain't fucking crazy. I won't smack you because I think you're gorgeous and I'm just glad you in the house with me. So, and then we get to 30 when they get they, you know, when they women hit a sexual peak between 27 to 33. That means they know how they want it, when
most
they want
women
it, where
will
they
disagree
want
disagree with you on that.
Hell yeah.
You're
really?
Not going to fucking tell them when their loins are moist, okay, sir?
A woman don't go...
No, that is not a woman's sexual peak,
when
sir.
When do you think it is?
Think or when has Cougar told me when her fucking sexual peak was?
Both.
Exactly. So
nah,
you need
that
to get
cougar,
you a cougar.
I think, well, that cougar maybe just...
That's about 40
that,
to
that
50.
That second win.
40 to 50?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, man?
We didn't say second when we said peak.
Hold on, yeah, I ain't finna put all my business out there, but there might be some truth to something.
It's a little bit of truth because I
dated a 42-year-old. How you
gonna
tell a woman what her sexual peak is?
Me and me doing
that. Okay, let's talk about
hold on.
Eddie,
you can't get an abortion in Georgia. I do what the fuck I want to do.
Let's tell. Let's talk about the life cycle of a pretty boy.
Hold on, can I ask this question before you go there?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the oldest woman you slept with?
I was 15. She was 40.
He didn't ask about age gap, sir.
I said I was 22. She was 42, and that bitch took me around the world.
So 42.
So 42.
I've had
a 20-year difference.
It don't care. No, it does. The difference doesn't matter. He
it
said
does
how
matter.
Old.
I was a child.
You're
it
just
was,
like a woman, Kane.
It was almost rape.
He asked the question. You didn't answer the question.
She was 42. I was 22. 42.
Okay, so 42.
He never answers the
he
question.
He had no 45, no 49.
So I don't want that old worn out womb that you got going on.
He don't know what that season pussy feel like.
That pussy got seasonings on it because it's been through
season.
So much shit.
He don't know that season pussy.
Oh, man. I need pussy that hug.
I'm gonna have
dick.
To discredit you now.
Not sit there next to it.
So here we go. The life cycle of a pretty boy. They're bitches from birth. They're bitches babied and babied from
I
birth.
Facts. She comes with emotion.
Through their entire life. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, he's so handsome. Oh, you want to be my boyfriend? He's my boyfriend. He probably get punked because he ain't got no muscles for like a year. And if you beef up his body, he is pretty much honored and pussies thrown at him through his entire life, but he's probably dumb because most of them ain't smart. But if he does have some education on him, he does have some ways about him, some intellect, some intelligence and all that stuff, and don't feel like he just going to get to walk through life with stuff given to him like supposedly pretty girls do, and he actually gets to a place where he has to perform and keep up, he still tries to finesse everybody he comes in contact with. It usually turns out to be some type of little undercover, so he think pimp. But at the end of the day, pretty boys are no different from pretty girls, except for people cherish pretty boys more than they cherish pretty girls. Because the uncle who will touch a pretty girl will touch all of the girls.
Yeah.
They touch all of the girls. So when you're a woman, it don't matter how pretty you are, men are still going to regard you depending on what type of man that is, however they feel like it. If you hate women, you hate women. You don't care how pretty she is.
Huh?
Hate
when,
women?
When men are attractive.
Some of them do.
People, handsome young man, put you on this internship. Yeah. Carry yourself well. We already know pretty people get more opportunities.
And when you're a gorgeous female, we ain't trying to put you in no internship.
Men disregard pretty women more than they disregard what we would call
pretty bitches' heads in the street.
An average looking woman.
I stand on head in the street like what you supposed to do.
I'm talking crazy.
You supposed
matter.
To stand on that whole head in the street because she ain't never had it like that. So, I remember this girl named Shamir Carazol.
You want to know how to make man quiver in his boots like this one? Be pretty and intelligent and have your own shit and have your own
I'm
going to
talk you down.
And have your own cars.
Please do.
And have your own houses.
You better come talk to me.
He wouldn't stand a chance. That's the reality. I have two college-educated women at the crib. Wasn't that episode 11? And he was yelling out his household income. No, I'm talking about a bitch who make that in her sleep. Okay. You wouldn't stand a chance.
My sister make that in her sleep, and I get a bitch hand every goddamn day.
You're not listening.
Money don't threaten me, bitch.
Men who think that pretty women just want this and want that don't value women.
I have 3 daughters and 2 wives, damn near. How do I value women?
Because you have a wife and a girlfriend.
Right.
Why? My wife loves women, so do I.
You have a wife and a girlfriend. That's how I know. At the end of the day, you can't be talking about black people this and black people that, and you tear down and rip through and try to reevaluate what skin color and how pretty you are and all that stuff.
Now, I just
dictates,
say pretty.
Dictates, I just say pretty. Dictates who you are. Just
what a
by
pretty woman
look.
Says goes. We all know that.
What no. I have completely disregarded and called a pretty woman trash because she was trash. If all she got is a face and an ass, she's trash. You got to bring way more to another pretty bitch like me
than
a face and an ass. You got to have way more to it.
I will say that the more that I've been through in life now, I don't care about that. And I have been turned off by some.
They'll turn you off quick if that's all that they have.
Because of the attitude.
If that's all they have.
No,
but it's some ugly women out here who have the audacity.
Yeah.
I still like Dimensions for the attention, but I'm just not going to give that much time.
It looks good.
It's all about your attention.
And they
what
straight
you
for the stroke.
It don't matter how pretty she look. If you're just trying to smash,
No, once I realize you ain't about shit, then yeah, I'm
Yeah, but when it get deeper than that, then I start seeing all your flaws and red flags.
And I'll tell the true truth about it. Like, sweetheart, this was cool, but you dumb. So I got to go.
Oh, Lord.
See what I'm saying?
I will do that. But what's the harm in that? We both got something out of it. I gave some dick. She gave me some pussy. Like, we both put it on the table, 50-50. We out.
I mean, it ain't always 50-50.
Well,
man.
I'll say.
It's 50-50 because I'm going to fire up in your ass and walk off.
What did that say?
Who's the toxic?
Eddie?
Who's the toxic one? The male or the female?
The toxic are the ones who ain't dealt with their shit.
The male.
Period.
Okay.
And who's the most people who walk around suppressing all their shit?
The shit we gotta suppress?
Yeah. No, we don't want to hear what you think you have to do.
That's why we suppress it.
See, look, we're talking about fact. Do who suppresses more, women or men?
Men.
Hold on, because I read something tonight that kind of speak to, and not to knock what you said, I get where you're coming from, but I seen a post tonight that said something to the effect that women want men to unsuppress their feelings, but when it comes across, I guess the woman might take offense to it. So that's what makes a man kind of shut down. It was all said in like one sentence.
I got you.
I believe there may be some truth to that.
Champagne, back on you.
Oh my God. What?
Because you're an attractive woman.
PBE.
Oh, God.
Are you currently in a relationship?
Am I what?
Currently in a relationship.
Yes.
What's his favorite color? You don't give a fuck. Do you know why you don't care what his favorite color is? Because what the fuck does it matter? Because if his favorite color is purple, but he looks good in blue, you're going to buy him blue. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to make his favorite color blue. You know why my favorite color is purple?
Excuse me. Because one of my favorite ex's don't do favorite that. Color was fucking purple. Everybody's favorite color everything. Matters in our relationships.
That's yours. But I'm talking about man and woman.
No, I was just issuing a disclaimer.
No, between a man and a woman, ask, go home, men, tonight, ask your wife, what's my favorite color? Okay. And watch her throw an attitude. You will get into a full-blown argument over this. And just keep asking that one question. What's your favorite color?
Why would she have an attitude?
Because y'all trip when y'all act like when y'all shit is tested, it's a problem. Mm. Babe, what's my favorite color? Huh? What the fuck that's supposed to mean? Which bitch out there got a favorite color?
But don't men babe, what's like my favorite that food? When you ask them what's your anniversary date?
Right.
I got three of them.
Oh, wow.
The point is still the same.
No, it's not. I know all of them.
You do.
I'm the greatest man of all
time.
We're
talking about generalizability.
Men, all men remember their fucking anniversary
date. Okay, sir. We okay,
Rock, when your anniversary?
Moving along.
All right, so we can
read. When anniversary?
Moving along.
Bro,
does your woman, spouse, partner, whatever you have, know your favorite color?
Yes.
Exactly. What the fuck did you?
I'm
just
rare.
What did he just prove?
I don't believe it.
Anyone who cares about someone else and is invested in them knows these things about each other.
I had a reason to remember my anniversary when I was married. Well, no, I could never forget it. And even now, I'm not married no more. I still remember my anniversary.
Right.
It's my youngest daughter's birthday.
Right.
So, I mean, you
remember certain things that are tied to significance. But, I mean, come on. Like, stop being so shallow.
All right. So, man, that was deep.
So, I'm shallow?
We know you shallow, yeah. though. You can stay shallow.
Shallow with a pussy.
You ain't never
shallow.
Had a shave, so it's okay.
I'm not shallow.
You are very shallow.
I just don't have a good memory.
She don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Babe, what's my favorite color? Nine, nigga, damn.
If I like someone enough to consider me dating them, I know their favorite color and I know their birthday and that's it.
Hey,
I know his birthday. He knows my birthday.
Nigga, that's goddamn. Girl, what's his favorite food?
I don't have
Boom.
No favorite food.
What's his favorite? All right, what's his favorite brand of sneaker?
I don't have Boom. No favorite
What's his, like, what does he do to relax? Other than you.
Smoke.
I like him. And I'm gonna tell him about the girl he messes
hey,
with.
Ty, does he listen, Cinnamon?
He probably do now.
Okay.
Nigga, run! It's not gonna work for you.
I just don't
even like your favorite color, nigga.
I just like to listen, so I don't care.
You gotta get on my nerves.
Just saying.
All right, so we're going to get to that part of the show. We're getting ready to wrap it up. We issue our out-of-pocket awards
right?
for the week.
Oh, shit.
Probably not.
You all right?
Tongue is over here tripping.
Mm.
Who want to go first?
My phone and you got a man and you don't know his
look
favorite color, baby. You don't roll
look
like
at
that.
Look at women.
No.
She not even dating.
You gotta know my favorite color. It's black.
Nah.
Remember that.
But stay
it's
away.
Black. My favorite color is black. So but next time I ask you that, I need you to know that.
Tell her we having a good night.
Okay.
Here, let's take a selfie.
Oh, not with my phone.
Wow. Champagne is over here trying to set up the triple double for later. I'm just playing.
Trying to have some reserves on reserve.
She said she had one from the very beginning.
One.
Go ahead.
And I never have one. So I'm looking at my phone, right? And I get an email from
Hung Low.
Wow. Child support office.
Oh!
Saying I had a payment, right?
Oh.
Okay.
Wait a minute, you received or you had
I received a payment?
Oh, okay.
I didn't receive a payment in about 15 years.
Oh.
So I got a little excited.
$7. And
I go to open the doggone email. I log in the little portal, reset the password because I don't remember it.
Wow.
This Blow nigga sent me a whole $26.05.
No, that was after the taxes. That's after the Georgia taxes took what they took from him.
No, that's what his payment was.
Oh,
is that set? Is that a set payment? Or?
No, his set payment only $95 a month for the last 15 years.
Oh,
no,
wow. You should have went back to court on that a long time ago.
Why would
you put on? You were supposed to go back to court 8 years ago.
And the crazy part about it is, it's been 15 years. I have not once ever took him to court, ever filed a motion, ever even so much as picked up my phone and asked for a payment.
Yeah, you should have took him
back to
court.
That's why when y'all was like, they suspend license, nigga, where?
Georgia.
They do in Florida, definitely.
Well, no, that's okay. They suspend licenses when you go and put an order on them.
Oh, so I gotta actually. See, that takes too much time. The time I'm gonna take driving gas to get down there.
No,
is what he a damn.
Once you set the order and he is notified, if he does not show up to his court date, then yes, they bench warrant out and suspend his license. Now, if he goes to the court and be like, "Look, I ain't fucking got it. I can give a $30." They're going to be like, okay, well, we need that
$30. So that's how I got the $26.
That's how you got the $26.
Well, my reward go to my little raggedy-ass baby daddy.
Okay.
He could have kept his $26 and 5 cents.
You should have.
The more and more, and this ain't no knock on him, the more and more I just hear these stories, I'm a good baby mama.
I don't bother nobody.
Yeah.
You should have bothered the court.
I don't bother nobody.
To come get no child.
You
should have
taken
the
court
for nothing.
7-8 years ago.
Bitch, 15 years ago.
You should have took it back then.
All right.
You know what? That little 2605 might just gave me the ignition and go on and file a modification or something.
There you go.
Damn.
Should have been did that.
Put them
shit.
Dogs on them, girl.
Put
you
some,
go, girl.
Put some zeros.
Independent.
Put some zeros behind that, right?
You got to be the most trifling shit.
All right, Shay, who you got?
I don't even know if I got an out of pocket.
What? You didn't have one since I've been here.
You have a good week. I seen your little vapor box.
Oh.
Where you get them?
It's a Foot Locker.
Oh, okay.
My week was actually My week was my week. Oh, I'm gonna give a general out of
hold
pocket
on.
Award.
You bought those?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just asking. The Valentine's Day. Oh, okay. Never mind.
What
are
you trying to get me for Valentine's Day?
She. You ain't my Valentine. That nigga know your favorite color?
You do now. It's blue.
I don't care.
Ooh.
I don't care. You know, I don't buy gifts other people think.
Hey, if somebody out there want to take me out,
I can give you something
Valentine's
that ain't got no monetary
value,
though.
That's fine.
All right.
I'm accepting all gifts.
I'm going to text
you. I'm accepting all gifts, too, this year.
All gifts.
I can make y'all some shirts. Y'all want some shirts?
Yeah, you're
going to
make some shirts.
I will not be making a couple
we need,
of shirts.
We need, seriously.
Unless you get an invoice.
We do need that. Seriously out-of-pocket
I got
shirts.
You. And with, I'm also looking into a method.
With
to
the
get,
names.
No, I can do that. But I'm also, I think I'm going to go ahead and do the method I told you where I can just straight up put any graphic you want and print it exactly that way.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you know. I'm going to keep you updated on that.
His wife does shirts, too. Yeah.
Who I do shirts? Oh, okay.
So you're gonna make me a shirt, right?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
Hey, yeah, no, I wanna like no seriously, if one of you guys know somebody that like takes photos too.
I have a photographer.
I got a real nice camera too.
Okay, so I wanna do a photo shoot with the four of us.
Yeah, I have a real life photographer I use.
I wanna
we gotta pay.
Hold on, wait.
No,
is he gonna delete the mother pictures?
It's a she.
Okay.
But she's really dope.
Okay. Is she expensive?
No, she's not.
We're gonna talk about it.
Seriously, I'll pay
I'm
for
about
it.
I'm text her right now.
We'll create a budget.
Yeah, I'll create. Oh, speaking of which, before we get to your out-of-pocket award, I signed us up for, we have a Patreon account.
Patreon, I saw it.
Yeah, we have a Patreon page.
Yeah, I seen that.
I want everybody who has ever asked me to buy Girl Scout cookies
$5
to go ahead and put some money in there.
$5 a month. If you can't afford $5 a month, then.
Can, they just, you know.
If you can't afford $5 a month, hit me up on Eddie, Kane Last. Eddie First on Instagram.
Something.
I am
Link
a
is
financial
in the bio.
Counselor. I am a financial accountant. I'm all that shit.
Nah, but seriously.
And I'm certified, so you can actually come at me. I have an LLC, and I can help you with your finances.
Yeah, no.
You do finances.
No, actually,
I've been
Eddie.
Doing it for the last 10, 11 years. Actually.
Eddie is actually talking about getting his own show. Doing just that. You know, I think that would be pretty awesome, man.
Just kinda, Eddie.
To show his other side. Yeah, I mean, we diverse over here.
Don't worry. He's still playing his white man world, too.
You have to. This they shit.
But no, I want us to be a little bit more present and a little bit more visible. So that'll be something cool to do. Shirts with the with a nice little
you
photo.
You want champagne, cinnamon? What you want? Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, just give me Mr. Kendrick with the three eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your out-of-pocket?
Out-of-pocket award for January 22nd.
This nigga gave a whole
2020 goes to none other than the gorgeous, the beautiful, the illustrious Champagne. This half we don't even know her goddamn man favorite color.
That's funny because you getting my out of the pocket award. I'm glad you passed yours and sitting down that way.
But you know what? I have an in the pocket award. And I just got this text, man. And okay. I have to shout this out.
because it's very special to me. My girlfriend just texted me, right? She texted me some nasty shit. She
hey, girlfriend.
She texted me some porn from Twitter. But then she also hit me with this. She said, Twitter I didn't porn? Say I missed you, though. You just left. I'll be waiting to rub your head a bit. Whatever you've been through today is weighing and don't have to talk about it. And I didn't ask her, my wife. Just lay your head on my lap and breathe.
But he doesn't believe in being emotional.
Yo, anybody here watch Snapped?
Man, I love that woman.
Yes, they
all know. I don't know, but I just...
Anybody watch Snapped?
Snapped and got a little loose over here.
Anybody watch Snapped?
I watch Snapped. So, they like watching it.
Now I got a question, though. She said she didn't ask her, so you had the conversation with your wife of what was going on, but you didn't have it with your girlfriend?
No, neither one of them know what's going on with me.
So why she say she didn't ask her? She got to ask her for permission to do something?
No, she usually would ask, like, what's wrong with Eddie? They have great communication.
So she's not going to catch that fade over just you walk in the house and go lay on her lap and not acknowledge the other one.
I mean, it's a group thing, but it's...
So she'll see you laying in the lap and she might come and join.
She's going to come sit on your face.
She done seen me do some shit and started cooking dinner. So it's kind of like, it's not even that big of a fucking deal. But I just... Damn, well, I was trying to have a sentimental moment in this bitch.
It was
but
cute.
No, that was a good job, man.
That was nice.
No, it's gone now.
We love to see you how your girlfriend loves you.
You had him in his emotions for a little bit. The emotions he said didn't exist.
It's gone.
I think I got two wards.
Okay.
One goes to you. Because you told me my team wasn't going to the Super Bowl.
She put the money
and
on.
And they got...
Oh, yeah, I did.
And
I
one
know.
Of the teams got like a female coach.
We yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah, we do.
That's the baddest dyke I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay. She's like the best female coach.
Well, she is, ain't she?
You say dyke? Eddie, watch your...
Is she? Did this... Look, man, I don't know. This... You got to educate me.
Did this hotep just say dyke?
Oh!
Did it say dyke? I don't even know what that means. Educate
Anyways,
me.
Back to your other... What's your second award?
Make that hotep. what's his name? The wide receiver. The one that grabbed the police officer's ass.
OBJ. He smacked
OBJ.
His ass.
OBJ. Yeah.
They said they're not going to file charges, though.
Dude. Yeah.
if That's he, out of pocket.
No, if he going to come out, just come out. Because it's...
He like tossing salad.
He might.
He just effeminate and he in touch with his fucking emotions.
No, you didn't.
But how many men smack other men on the ass in sports?
Not Eddie.
And wasn't he in the locker room?
Yeah.
Ain't that what y'all do in the locker room?
Didn't I tell y'all how men always playing around by touching asses and doing demasculating?
Y'all like that type of
thing? I guess we just... Hold on. Okay, so I guess probably for me, when on the football field... Good play, but when
y'all can hit him anywhere, why you hit him on the ass?
Hold on. I wasn't really too keen on that.
No, I got
me
that.
Me personally,
I got.
But when we got to like behind closed doors and where can't nobody see, okay, brother, put your hand somewhere else.
I get
what I'm saying?
But still, that's the standard.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about
this. Where does that come into play?
Don't come into play nowhere.
<don't>.
Where does it come into play? The grown man smacking each other on the ass.
You should get
him on the back. Sometimes they hit him on the head. Well, where does it come into play?
I hit like, you on the head, the shoulder. On the ass.
So, well, you know, OBJ, I mean.
He's not gay.
I don't know whether he's gay or not. I've never even thought about that. I just think he's playful.
Oh, he's just young.
No,
I think he's
seriously, I'm over the antics and you not producing on the football field. So
put him on a good team.
That man don't give a fuck what you think.
So. Put him on a He got $96 million out of the NFL.
I said
he's
got
honestly.
His check.
I know that, but this is just my observation. Man, I don't care. Really, I want to just give it to anybody who said that we weren't going to beat Green Bay. But, so y'all do know, and I want to say this on air just so it's documented and I got rocking here. Y'all do know, like, this is our new spot, right?
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
He looking like he know.
Nah, I got cussed out and almost got banged on because I questioned it last week. So I just want to make sure that.
I got the out of pocket.
Okay, go ahead. And I got one more question
too. Okay, my out of pocket because I saw
you.
Said
you didn't have one.
Mind your business. Okay.
Somebody.
It says U.S. Supreme Court rules to allow Flint, Michigan residents sue over water contamination.
I actually have that.
It's about damn time.
So wait.
But why
do they
have to allow us to do it?
Why are the residents having to do this? Why did the government not come down on the folks?
Because
who did this?
The government.
Now they need to pull their resources together, whatever they might have,
But the government is the people they're suing, though.
Still, they're not holding each other accountable.
But hey, the government, they ain't even the government can't sue themselves.
No, no, no. But they ain't even try to swing it like the insurance companies do and just offer you a check. They ain't trying nothing.
They probably will.
So they're trying to make you go through the process.
They trying to say, nah, nah, we know we fucked up, but you know what we're going to do? How do you allow me to sue you?
Not only okay. they messed up, but they took the money that people
No, I get that, but I'm just saying. No, and they're still making them pay the bills.
Right. Yep. Give me one thing that's significant that happened in 1999.
Yeah, watch out. People thought all they
Prince
money
wrote a song about
was going to be taken out of the ATM machine, so they went and withdrew all their money.
Okay. The Supreme Court was found guilty for the murder of Martin Luther King in 1999. I think like January 28th or some shit like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now, what does the government do? This last thing, and I swear to God.
Obviously, nothing, because it's the first
time.
No,
the government governs. This is why women can't get fucking abortions in Georgia legally no more. The government is going to govern whatever you raggedy-ass people can't get y'all shit together by y'all goddamn self. That's what they're going to do. And if you want to rely on the government, you go right the fuck ahead. I used to work for them niggas. Them the last niggas you want to rely on. So, yeah, soon, if it was me, and if I was in that city, why isn't Town Hall burnt down? Why is City Hall not burnt down?
They're gonna be shot the fuck up, laying on the sidewalk.
Why? Why is that? When the same police officer,
they were inciting a riot. They're gonna be shot up and laying on the sidewalk.
No. Okay. So who's gonna shoot me? The police?
Probably.
Okay, but why is it when they're drinking the same water? Everybody's drinking the same water. If a cop tries to arrest me, I'm gonna be like, "You're drinking fucked up water too, sir. Why are you upset?"
Actually, he's
every
not.
Cop here that works in Fulton County doesn't live in Fulton County.
Yeah, and but you don't think that's like a thought process of, okay, we are being poisoned, literally.
No, they are.
Okay, so let's burn this bitch to the fucking ground until you
so
get
So they're going
to
burn their neighborhoods to the ground.
It ain't they shit no goddamn way. You paying taxes on it.
So
well,
they're
going
to burn
own.
Their neighborhoods
you
to the ground.
You goddamn right.
Get shot up and be dead.
You do realize half of the neighborhoods there is already like abandoned and gone.
Yeah.
Right? There's really nothing left but their own homes, really.
Hey, y'all. So in these countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, when they literally have coups and revolts, y'all think they crazy?
No.
So what the fuck wrong with us here? Bunch of pussy ass bitches who want to be Democrats? Sounds like it. All right, cool. Next item up for debate. All right. I don't know.
Well, see you guys next
time. We are about to get up out of here.
We'll talk about Bad Boys next time.
Yeah, let's talk about Bad Boys stupid. Next time.
I thought it was good.
I'm going to go see it, so let's not talk about it. All right, see it this weekend.
Go somebody, see it during matinee.
Somebody
I
wants
did.
To go
it
on
was
a
still
date.
$30.
Don't waste your money.
Somebody going to take me
still
on a date.
$20.
Yeah, I need somebody to take me on a date to the movies this weekend.
Sure, you going to take me on a date for Valentine's Day?
I've been working. I'm tired.
Are you currently intaking any penis?
You know she is.
No.
Wow.
I feel like you lying to me.
No,
I feel like you.
Who's the rod god in your life?
That 10% of woman brain I have, my intuition is telling me you're lying.
And you just said you dating somebody.
Right.
And you don't know his name or favorite color. Or what kind of car he drive. I'm going to take the fill up his gas tank.
Hey,
I bet she
know
it's social.
You? This is
you know it's social. But she know it's social. She don't know it's all right, go
tax
ahead.
Tax season's coming
wrap
up.
Wrap it up.
She's getting ready.
Coming
up.
Up, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not wrap doing this with y'all.
Deep fried tiger legs. hey, y'all, this is Seriously Out of Pocket Podcast. We up out of here.
Rhinosaurus neck.
See you on the other end. You feed me.
That was disgusting.
Y'all stressing, bro.
Come on, child.